On Monday, U.S. Secretary of Energy Jennifer Granholm, Democratic Senator Alex Padilla of California, and California Energy Commission Chair David Hochschild celebrated new funding that they say will protect California's power infrastructure from the worst effects of climate change. Earlier this month, the U.S. Department of Energy announced that 9 states and 3 tribal nations will receive $207 million through the Grid Resilience State and Tribal Formula Grants Program. Authorized by the 2021 Bipartisan Infrastructure Bill, the Grid Resilience Program is designed to strengthen and modernize America's power grid against wildfires, extreme weather, and other natural disasters caused by climate change. California was awarded an initial $67 million in funding, the most of any state this year. Padilla says it is particularly important for California as it is a state that is suffering greatly from climate change.
This is a big deal for Californians. Unprecedented extreme weather events, including drought, heat waves, and massive atmospheric rivers, all of which are made worse by the climate crisis, have meant constant threats to our electrical grid. And it's presented the need to both bolster the resiliency of our grid to withstand extreme weather events and build a grid that can distribute new renewable energy generation during high stress times.
These programs distribute funding over 5 years to states, territories, and federally recognized Indian tribes. To be eligible for these funds, a region must meet certain criteria in terms of population size, land area, probability and severity of disruptive events, and a locality's historical expenditures on mitigation efforts. Selected projects in California will be used to advance the state's goal of achieving 100% clean energy through projects that aim to do things like deploy zero-carbon energy resources and reduce reliance on fossil fuels. California Energy Commission Chair David Hochschild says that this funding is important for communities disadvantaged by climate change.
One of the pillars of our clean energy strategy as we move forward to build a healthy future and a stable climate is to lift up the communities that have been hardest hit by the consequences of climate, by pollution. And we're doing that across the board.
Hochschild also says this funding is part of a wider drive to promote electricity as a way of tackling climate change.
The future really runs through the electric grid, because in addition to all the services and homes and buildings around the state, we're adding 1,000 electric vehicles a day. Nearly a quarter of new vehicles sold in California are electric, and we're moving to 100% by 2035.
In addition to its inclusion in the bipartisan infrastructure law, the investment was also modeled after Padilla's Power On Act, a bill signed into law by President Biden in 2021, which was already set to invest in projects to help prevent blackouts, shutoffs, and utility-caused wildfires. The Bipartisan Infrastructure Investment Act marks the largest investment in the U.S. infrastructure in nearly a century and provides billions in federal funding to California. For KPFA News, I'm Jean Martel.